repeat listening.
Flaps calling station, tail 4PXB.
Call, sir, sorry, they had the volume turned down. One more time, please.
Hello, Oscar 4 Papa X-ray Bravo.
4 Papa X-ray Bravo, very good. Call here is Kilo Alpha 4 November India Victor, name is Maurice. And I'm in Simpsonville, South Carolina, playing with a feature on this little radio here that haven't really gotten working yet, but I think we're going to try it here in a second. Over.
That sounds pretty good. I'm on Highway 14, just past the Fellowship Church, crossing over, you know, right there just past Pelham Road. I also live in Simpsonville.
And I know that area well. I used to work up that way many years ago. And I am, let's see, about a half mile south of the Highway 14 Woodruff Road intersection in a little neighborhood called Heritage Lakes, where they let me have antennas in the backyard. I don't have a tall tower, and nobody said anything. It's wire antennas mostly, and I do have a vertical that I need to get working. But real good. Good to make your acquaintance. And I'm glad someone here is willing to pick up chat with me. Go ahead.
Yep. I live in Holly Trees. I'll probably be passing by your, you know, the Heritage Lake sign within 2 or 3 minutes because I'm coming up on the now.
With a flashlight. Very good. Very good. I know Holly Tree. And a great place to live. We like it here. We've been here almost 40 years now, so haven't seen a lot of things change. Woodruff Road sure has changed, but, you know, hey, that's progress, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if this gentleman that lived in Heritage Lakes was, you know, is a silent key now because I haven't heard him on the radio in a while, but he lived in Heritage Lakes, and he was originally one that set up my Unitone 878. Goes by Richard. He lives in the Heritage Lake subdivision. It's K4 KCA or something like that. I can look it up here shortly. But I know he was in a wheelchair, and the accuracy was, I think he probably got up a little bit and with a wheelchair, but probably mostly stayed in bed because he was, you know, having weight issues.
Okay, there we go. I don't know what was wrong there. I'm actually working crossband. I have a 440 handy talkie, and I'm talking to an ICOM 5100, which is receiving on this frequency and then crossbanding it over to the 2 meters. You're my first contact on it. How's the audio sound? Over.
Sounds pretty good. There's no static. It's definitely clear.
I've got, it's working. I've got a little static on this end, but it could be some local interference. The perfect copy on you. And hit me with your name again, please, sir.
Boyd, Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta. Yeah, I'm not sure if our transmission dropped off of that, but my name is Lloyd, L-L-O-Y-D.
All right, KO4PXB, K4NIV, back on the simplex mode here. And something got screwy, so I've got some issues to work out on the crossband. Pretty good, Lloyd, and it's good to know that you're in close by here. At one time, there was 5 or 6 hams in this neighborhood, and most of them had towers. One guy, I can't remember his name now, but he had a 50, 60-foot crank-up tower with a real big antenna, and it wasn't your basic Yagi. I'm trying to remember the name of that. I'm getting old, and my brain just doesn't work like it used to. And I could look out my front door, and They're Larry and Ellen, K9 PSV, and can't remember what his call was, but they were within a couple hundred feet of my front door. The couple gentlemen that lived in another part of the neighborhood didn't stay too long after I came. But, yeah, at one time, this was a real popular neighborhood for RF, over.
Yeah, it definitely sounded like it. Yeah, the gentleman that lived in that area that set up my radio, was first name was Richard.
It's like I remember a Richard. I can't place him right offhand. They may... hams come and go sometimes, and I don't know about it. I know my immediate neighbors, and that's about it. But I'm the only ham involved there. And Larry and Helen moved back up to Wisconsin and to be with family after he retired. And I haven't heard anything about them. But hopefully they're still around. But Larry had some real good Collins equipment that he was trying to sell before they moved away. Okay, well, I bet you're just about to the house then, aren't you?
Yep, just about. I'm probably about 3 or 4 minutes away because I'm almost to the, assisted living place at the bottom of the hill, so I'm at, hadn't long passed the Heritage Lakes entrance.
Fixing to make a left turn into the Holly Tree subdivision there, or maybe you're on the right, I don't know, but I'll let you focus on traffic. Thanks for coming back to me, and 73s, well, we'll catch you again later. KO4PXB, KA4NIV.
All right, sir. Have a great day. And oddly enough, my house is the only one in Holly Tree that faces Highway 14. The other ones are considered in the subdivision on Plantation Drive. And yet I moved there. I had round and round and round with the HOA and the security because security runs down through there, but never did check my house.
I was going to ask you how you did that, so it might be a good story for another time.
All right, sir. Until another time, KO4PXB.